Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, at 101.9 FM. That's CFRC, 101.9 FM. It is 7 o'clock on this gorgeous Tuesday evening. I hope you're enjoying your weather and sitting on a patio somewhere, sipping a cup of tea or a cool lemonade. I guess it is warm enough for having a tea or a coffee out there, but, you know, who knows? Or you may be sitting around a fire. No, Sean's not around a fire right now. He's not gone where we would like to be, and that would be around the fire, just sitting, chatting with friends and family and watching the water boil so we can make our own tea. Anyway, I don't know what's going on there for Sean. He must have been held up at his community support that he was doing. So we'll get back to you next week. And as I said, we are doing the book club, but it will be next week. We had mentioned it would be this week, but since Sean's doing community help right now, and he'll get back to us, maybe. And the book that we're doing here on Aboriginal Voices, and it's one that Sean recommended to us. So it's in three parts in the book. Part one, we talked about early July, and part two, near the end of July, and part three we're going to do today, but part three will be done next Tuesday night, and it's Jesse Wente's book. So if you haven't read it yet, boy, oh boy, get it. It's a good read. Jesse Wente, and the book is called Unreconciled, and it'll be interesting for you to read, no matter what your level history of Indigenous peoples in Canada has been. It's a good start, and it's a good refresher. So take your time with it. Some of the music that we had tonight, it's interesting because request for that one that Willie Thrasher did. And I played the song before that with Old Man Inuit. Willie Thrasher did that. And then Wolves Don't Live by Rules. It was funny because in the one with Old Man, the fellow was saying that he doesn't know how to howl anymore. And then up comes the song, Wolves Don't Live by the Rules. Anyway, so before that we had Logan Statz. And he was playing for us a song, Dead Man. And that's what we had up for you in the first hour. This hour, we're going to have a guest with us at the around 7:25 or so. And then we have some brand new music that was a group that Sean had, he'd mentioned to us that this is a group that we would like to kind of highlight. So I said, let me see if I can find it. And we had time to search for it, and we found Midnight Shine. And, they're a group that was, Midnight Shine is a group from Northern Ontario, Attawapiskat. Adrian Sutherland, sorry. And they actually, what caught my interest was that Adrian had done a cover of Heart of Gold done by Neil Young. And I thought, okay, that I want to hear. And I, you know what I did? I didn't do it for you tonight, but I did for me, was I got the song from Adrian's Midnight Shine musical band, and we played Heart of Gold, and it's in Cree. And then I played Heart of Gold with Neil Young. Of course, I had to go back into the old 33 records and pull them out and check and see what was happening. But sure enough, I found a copy of it. We were having fun playing them. But this band has done a lot over the years, Midnight Shine, and they're from Canada's far north, in the James Bay area, so Ontario, up the the west side of James Bay. And, you know, it's interesting because they have done a number of Canadian covers of Canadian songs. But Adrian now, I think he's gone out on his own, but maybe under Midnight Shine, the studio that he set up. So we'll see what happens. We're going to find out more about Adrian Sutherland's work. But I'm going to be able to play some of that at the end of the talk today, when we because the talk is going to be about outdoors and taking kids out and learning outdoors using language that you know you're going to bring with the events and activities you're going to do, but also what are some of the activities you could be doing outdoors with your kids. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Yeah, it's interesting because I was trying to find, oh, there we are, press kit for Midnight Shine. And, you know, you got to get all your papers together when you're working around at the station live on a Tuesday evening. See, Sean, we do need you here. But, you know, it just talks a bit about the guys who are involved in this, and they come from Attawapiskat First Nation, Norway House Cree Nation in Manitoba, that's the drummer, Charnel. Stan is Moose Cree First Nation in Ontario, and Zach is from the Moose Cree First Nation. So Zach and Stan are in the first, one's a bass guitar and the other one's a bass. And they do backup vocals, and Adrian Sutherland is the lead vocals, guitar, and keys. And, of course, the drummer and backup vocalist is from Norway House Cree Nation. But they all came together by chance. And they stayed together for a short, you know, just a shot at doing music. But they all come from their little communities, so they're isolated. And so when Adrian Sutherland from the isolated Cree community of Attawapiskat was offered opening spot for Trooper, a concert in Timmins, he reeled in the other three musicians from James Bay region to form Midnight Shine. And his intention, that was back in 2011, his intention was to make the most of a one-off performance. But here we are, more than 10 years later. He's got 9 top 10 radio singles, 4 albums, and 300 plus media stories. And yeah, he's done well. So when Sean brought this up, and Sean, thank you very much for that. When Sean brought this up, see if you can bring him out. I have 3 songs from Midnight Shine that we'll end the show with tonight after we hear our guest speaker. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how people react to it. If you would like to contact us and tell Sean what you think of Midnight Shine, and if you'd like more, then definitely give us a shout by email, aboriginalvoices@cfrc.ca. And yeah, give us a shout. I think the CD that we're going to highlight tonight is going to be Northern Man. And it's a self-titled album. And established First Nations rock and roll band, Midnight Shine, as the group with real potential. Anyway, Northern Man is their second album. And I see. And the album that's just come out is called High Road. And yeah, High Road. There is no road in Attawapiskat, sorry. And, you know, it's amazing. Well, I guess there's a winter road, isn't there? Anyway, but look at the temperature up there. If you look at the temperatures for Northern Ontario, Northern Manitoba, into Northern Saskatchewan and the Northwest Territories, it is amazing how hot it is. You know, we're sitting at maybe 27 degrees today was the high. And right now it says outside our studios is 24 degrees Celsius. They had temperatures in the high 30s. So you explain that one? Oh, I can't. We're not going to go to it. Get Sean here. He can help us understand all of that. You know, see, we'll see how it goes. But if you have ideas for us, you know, just send an email to us and we'll be happy to get it on the air and we can share with people. You know, it's interesting, too, because I'm not sure where we're going to be able to go with some of the work that we have right now. But I have a song for you, Tara Williamson, Leaves and Stars. Oh, speaking of stars, did you see the meteor showers that were up on the 11th and 12th of August? Really, really good. You might not see them tonight. There might be a few stragglers, but, you know, check it out. Or wait for it to come up next year. But the full moon's coming up. You know, there will be a full moon in a week or so. So start watching for that one. That'll be the Sturgeon Moon. And so check out Full Moon in First Nations storytelling. And you'll be able to learn a little bit about the 13 moons of the year. So I have Tara Williamson ready to go. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have... There we go. We're all set to send that along to everybody to hear Tara Williamson.
Blowing, the windows close, the screen door. We're not even really close anymore. I didn't mean to do it like that. Didn't mean to do it so bad. And stars begin to fall. Leaves and stars begin to fall. I will never be the same. You're gonna miss that. I wanted you to change. Leaves and stars begin to fall. Stars begin to fall. Leaves and 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 stars begin to fall.
swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say, get over here and play a video game. You're in your favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put your favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you. Singing in the old bar, singing with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild cards, video games. He held me in his big arms, looking at him, seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old balls. This is our idea of fun. Go play video games. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I'll let you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever. Say that the world was good for two. Only with living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do.
CFRC is active on every social media platform. Check us out at CFRC Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And on Twitter at CFRC.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music. What the? Where did you record this?
See, that's the type of
pitch this makes me want to. That's my boy. Yeah.
Things I Will Keep, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
I have been advised to listen to this record.
Turn up the fun with Kingston Frontenac Public Library's summer reading programs. free and open to all ages, with the chance to win great prizes like Stanley tumblers, Lululemon bags, gift cards, and a Nintendo Switch. Make this summer one for the books. Register now at kfpl.beanstack.com.
I leave the porch light on just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face, and I. How will I even
run? And I keep your photograph to this day, wishing and hoping that you're okay. And I'm missing you now.
I never happy down, I have it. It's a home, I did it all out of it. Then I home, I need a corner of it. The home
was the same. Love remains. All this hurts inside me. Call your name to this day. Wish you were home beside me. Your bedroom in its place, posters and memories unerased, and I will never mind.
Standing in the doorway, I hold back my tears. It seems just like yesterday, although it's been years, and I. I'm missing you now.
I never na pitachon nai rave. Kitzachon na til nitao lao rave. Zim na choma an nitao kone rave. Tachamona
was the same. Love remains. This hurts inside me. Call your name to this day. Wish you were home beside me. Just in case, open that door, swings, and I see your face, and I. I leave the porch light on, just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face, and I.
right until the end, friends. I have got my friends. They are standing beside me right until the end. Right until the Hadika Nunagani Bangutaka Kingu Manamine Unga Vunga Lanaka Nunagani Ikai Vaka Dasi. Friends, I have got my friends. They are standing behind me right until the end. Right until the end, friends. I have got my friends. They are standing beside me right until the end. Right until the Hadika Bainutaka Nagane Adwinahunige Kingwaifunga Ilabika Patangutika friends. They are standing behind me.
And my special guest here today on Aboriginal Voices is Lindsay Ridikoff. Lindsay, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
And it's for us, it's summertime and we're outdoors and we've come in to sit down and have a short chat. But we've been talking about over the years about land-based learning and about you teaching 5 and 6 year olds and 4 year olds every day outdoors with them at your school. But now we're going to talk about summer activities with the kids.
Absolutely. And I have 2 boys myself, so we like to be busy and go outdoors and enjoy the summer together.
And one of the things that we're going to be able to do is talk about a few activities that other parents might be able to do with their youngsters. Of all ages, actually. I've been finding that it doesn't matter how old people are, we seem to get everybody involved.
Absolutely. My boys are 9 and 6, and they're very busy. They like to remain active throughout the day, and so we try and fit in a lot of different activities that they enjoy. So some are getting outside and exploring, whether it's hiking or climbing. They also like to do some activities where, you know, that are a little more restful, so stopping and using microscopes or magnifying glasses or binoculars to stop and actually look closely and, you know, exploring shaded areas as well in the heat.
Now, last week, you and the boys were using a digital microscope and a cell phone to view everything. How did you find that for ease of use?
Yeah, so that was something new that we were trying out, and they were very eager to find some things outside and then bring them inside to examine under a Wi-Fi microscope, and it connects to your phone through an app. So they were really fascinated by rocks, and so they had a collection of different rocks, and they really got to see what they looked like up close and how different, and the crystals and the textures and the colors that they could see was really amazing for them to explore. And so then they decided to try some other objects too. They found some feathers and were examining their own skin even under the microscope. So lots of different things to look at and compare.
And it's interesting, too, because I noticed when they were using the rocks, they were the color of the rock appeared to be only black. And when they got to see it at 100 power in a microscope, there were many colors.
So many colors.
And then I know that Brody piped right up and said, "Oh, I wonder if Uncle Riley knows what these are."
That's right. So it helps to have someone in the family that can help to identify the different kinds of rocks. And the boys have an uncle who is a geologist and so has studied rocks for a long time and can really, really tell them exactly what each one is and how it's formed and things like that. So that goes an extra step for them. So they've got a collection that they're saving, so when they see him in a couple of weeks, they'll have lots of questions and discussions.
We'll have to make sure that you have the photos as well that That's they took right. with the microscope. Yeah, it's fascinating how these days people of all ages get to share in some of these exciting events where they, you know, your boys looking at rocks, and they looked at them even after they didn't have the microscope. They were looking closely to see if they can see the other colors in a rock.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, and so you said that sometimes there's downtime, sometimes there's activities that you plan to do. So you went to the library.
We did, yes.
Now tell our listeners all about taking two boys to the library.
So they are interested in reading books that are fiction, but also nonfiction. So we've gotten books out of the library that have to do with looking at the stars and seeing different constellations to look for. And this time we got out some books with outdoor activities, and one of them specifically was called Camping Activities. And so it was for kids, for the outdoors. And so there were a number of activities in there. And we went through the book together and with some friends and pulled out some ideas that we would like to try. So there's a few ideas, some things we've done before, and then there were some new ideas. So that was good to see there are still resources that you can get at the public library, and they're really geared towards kids.
Mm-hmm. So as they were looking through them, did you find any that they might like to do or you might like to do with them this summer?
Yeah, so one of the things I noticed was we've gone to a few places and they were looking at a map at Santa's Village when I took them there. And so I thought, oh, that's interesting. They're really interested in this map and learning where we can go and things like that. So one of the activities in this book was to create your own treasure map. So maybe if you're in your neighborhood or if you're outside in the backyard and sort of draw some landmarks and then hide something that could be considered the treasure. X marks the spot on the map, and then send somebody else, whether it's a sibling or another family member, out to go and search for that treasure. So that was one of the things that the boys wanted to try.
Now, this is interesting. So this is creating their own map of an area that they are familiar with.
Yes.
Like your backyard, or you go to the park, or
yeah.
that place you've been a number of times.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
And then another one we thought was pretty simple. They often like to collect rocks and pine cones, like I mentioned. And so it was just creating your own tic-tac-toe board with sticks and then taking turns using the pine cones and rocks to play that game. So that was something simple we thought we could do as well. My boys enjoy painting rocks after they collect them. And so one of the ideas was to paint the rocks with the idea of telling a story afterwards. So you would need a character, a setting, and some events that would happen in the story. So that would be something neat to do.
Mm-hmm. But when... So that game would be create a story, but it doesn't have to be detailed. It could be a stick person or a dog.
Yeah, simple story. So drawing some different things. Yeah, drawing characters. Okay, yeah, so then you could take the rocks and then have a baggie or something that you could store them in and take them with you.
Mm-hmm.
Another idea, this is actually something that I've done before with my class, but haven't done with my own kids, and that is collecting different things in nature, whether it's flowers, grass, something light like a feather, leaves, things like that. And then what you can do is glue or tape them on a strip of paper to make a nature crown. A nature crown, yes. Mm-hmm. I know my class enjoyed that. And like I said, I am a teacher, so there was one idea that spoke to me. And that is an ABC scavenger hunt. So writing down each of the letters in the alphabet and then finding something to accompany that letter. So maybe you'll find an acorn. That can be your A. And then all the way down to Z. So whether it's
a zebra
mussel or a zebra-striped rock or something like that.
Mm. And it's okay not to find some. Like there may be, I can't find anything that's got a K in it.
You might have to hold on to the scavenger hunt for a few weeks before you find all the things.
Different places you go.
To complete. Oh, yeah, if you can't find it in the one day.
Then, yeah, so that could be a week at the cottage or a week camping somewhere.
Sure,
or just a weekend.
That's right.
Yeah. These activities are important because not only are you talking about being out there and observing and touching and creating something, but also you did the storytelling, and when they're finished, they're going to get a chance to tell about whatever mm-hmm. they found and picked up. I know I'm just going to go back to how we started this part of the show was about the pictures that they had to look at after a day later or 2 days later to look at it again and then retell what had happened that day. So the whole language development is right there.
Right. And my kids also like to have a piece of paper or a sketchbook where they can draw what they've seen or found sometimes. And that's good too, because that's all part of their literacy development.
That is fabulous. Anything else that you can think of from those ideas that you picked up?
Well, there are just two more ideas that my younger son had mentioned to me that have to do with nighttime. And so one of those activities is teaching your child how to build a campfire. So being safe, obviously, but important for them to watch and learn, I guess, how it's actually done. And it's pretty exciting for them to see when the flame is actually lit and then it takes off. And then, of course, following that comes the s'mores. And so we were reading that s'mores stands for some more. And so they always want some more s'mores. And the latest thing we've seen now, the new trend is to try different kinds of chocolates when you're making your s'more. So you might get the options for them. So maybe some peanut butter chocolate or the mint chocolate, as well as the plain.
Not the purest chocolates that we all had as kids.
No, like there's so many flavors now. There was the cookies and cream even. We got a little kit that had the variety of chocolates to try. So that's something on our list to do as well. And then one other one, my son really likes to take his flashlight when we go camping or on adventures if it's going to be getting dark. And so one of the things is flashlight tag. So if you find an area that's safe and a field or backyard, and then you can tag the person with your flashlight. One person is it and has the flashlight.
Oh, only one flashlight.
I was going to say,
you have all these flashlights out there.
Only one person has the flashlight. And then if you get caught with the flashlight, then it's your turn. So some ideas to try.
If I'm hiding and you have the flashlight, you're searching the area around to see if you can find me. Am I allowed to move? If I see the light from your flashlight's moving towards where I am, can I move away, duck down?
You can move away, but if the flashlight hits you and you're illuminated, then then you're it.
What if I had my back to you and I didn't know I was caught?
Then the person who's it is going to call your name.
Oh, okay. I got
it. Or whatever color shirt you're wearing.
And then I'll turn around and say, yeah, that's not me. No, I guess. Yeah, that'd be fun. You have to have it in a space that's safe for them to go.
Exactly.
So if it's on a beach, then don't go in the water, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if
on a field or
in
a backyard where there aren't a lot of obstacles.
Right. Okay. Good. Yeah, well, that's teaching safety and observation, but also it's going to teach how to move in twilight or darkness in different places. So,
yeah,
mostly safety, I think, with that.
Yeah.
They won't run too fast, I hope.
No.
Now, there was another one that I think it caught the boys in your book, was the labyrinth.
Okay, yes.
Now, you mentioned about the tic-tac-toe with sticks, and I thought that might have led right into it.
Yes,
right. So try to explain that to our listeners here.
Okay, so my older son, the 9-year-old, he's interested. He learned about how to make a maze with sticks, and then he was talking about putting that inside the lid of a box or a pizza box, and then having, I guess, a marble or something that you could move through the maze, and having his brother or some other family members try it out. So that's something he's interested in working on.
One of those painted stones that you had earlier in the day. Right? They could use that stone to be there instead of just pushing your finger through it.
Yes.
And maybe glue it carefully. Now, they're not glued down, are they? So that they could the maze could be changed?
Yeah, you can either glue them down, tape them down, or just place them down, so then you are able to move the maze.
Okay, so that's a sort of an eye-hand coordination task for the person playing going through the maze.
Yeah.
And moving your object, whatever you're using. If I use a pine cone, I would like to turn it up so that it doesn't crash into the sidewalls. But that's good. And that could be any size, too, couldn't it?
Right, yeah. You could build a small maze, or you could use a large box and mm-hmm. make a big maze.
Just don't do corn. Corn mazes are huge.
Those ones are big, yes. Yeah.
Well, this is absolutely fascinating that you've got a summer activities for our mm-hmm. listeners to try out one or two.
Yeah, and absolutely.
And we did talk a couple of weeks ago here on Aboriginal Voices about using a hand lens and using binoculars. And mm-hmm. I know, Lindsay, you gave some really good suggestions. I even had a few emails and callers to the station asking for more. And that's why we're back here to talk to you.
Yeah.
Because there are people who are trying some of these activities and having fun with them.
Yeah, and I encourage people to go to the public library as well, just like we did, and then you can find all kinds of books for outdoor activities, or we've even picked up some cookbooks for kids, and mm-hmm. so that could be a whole other lesson on things you can do with your kids at home, simple recipes and that.
But
lots of good ideas. Yeah.
I think you've just given us an idea for the show that we'll do later in August, because there's some of the gardens are now producing some food. Zucchini will be the top of the list,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But that'll take us right through to October when we get squash and pumpkin mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. So. Great idea. I'm going to put this out to listeners. If you have suggestions about food ideas or making food as snack food or making lunches, that sort of thing, from foods that you can find in your garden, doesn't matter if it's a forest garden or a farm garden or your garden market in town,
mm-hmm.
but send them to us. aboriginalvoices@cfrc.ca. That's the email, aboriginalvoices@cfrc.ca. And it'll be a lot of fun. And address it to Lindsay. I'll get her the recipes. And the next time we talk, Lindsay will have an idea of what people are interested in and what they may find. Be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
see what
sounds
you've
good.
Done.
Yeah. Correct. Spark the new ideas.
You did. Yeah. And maybe we have the boys join us that time, creating something that they have to share on the radio.
For sure.
Remembering that people can't see anything we're doing. So
right.
We can make as much noise with pots and pans as we like. Great. Lindsay Redekop, thank you for taking your time here and helping folks with some ideas to go out and enjoy the world outside.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Back of my hand. these expressions I never give. Do 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 do
na wa pa magi ni trashe ni she westi bigo ne wa pa mau denden neste
Good morning and welcome to Folk Everything on CFRC. This is a repeat broadcast. This has been a repeat broadcast.